Hey you guys, it's Brianna Regine, the founder and lead brand strategist and publicist of Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting. And yes, I know I have been missing in action since I launched the podcast, probably February. I don't even know how long it's been. It's been since quarter two and we are now approaching quarter four, so you can do the math. I promise I won't be gone this long ever again, or rather I should say God willing. Back to my first episode when I mentioned that I'm a perfectionist. I think that definitely kicked in this time around, hence the delay. It's definitely been a learning curve for me over the past couple of weeks when I've had no choice but to execute more instead of always having a plan. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that you have an understanding of what a plan can do for you. But at the same time, a plan is just a guide, right? It's not the end all be all. And sometimes it's much more effective to just do it, you know, just do it, because at the end of the day, you're going to learn something that you didn't know before, and you're going to have a better understanding of how to execute better in the future, right? So the Brand Unveiled podcast, it is back. I'm going to be releasing episodes every Monday. Some of the episodes will be great audio, such as this, where it's clean and professional and awesome, and you can hear everything that I'm saying, while some episodes will be from my Instagram lives, or if I'm having a speaking engagement, or if I'm having a special guest and they're calling in or something like that. So listen, at the end of the day, you just want the information, you just want to relate, you just want to know that you're not alone, and that's all I'm here to let you know, basically, right? That you're not alone and that we are all in this together, and that your ideas and your dreams are possible as long as you have a plan to guide you, right? Not hold you necessarily by your ankles and say, you must do this. And I also want to help you gain or regain motivation, regain your focus, and to see things from a new perspective. I think after working with my clients and also just talking to other business owners, I like to be the one to let them know that it's okay to think about their dream in a different way, to pivot what they thought would be their vision, you know, and to seek the same level of fulfillment, but perhaps by going about it in a different way. So let's get into the main purpose of this podcast episode, which is preparing for quarter four, aka 2020. Okay, quarter four is less than, I want to say, 7 days away. I have a calendar right here. So, dog is barking. Yep, maybe occasionally you may hear dogs barking in the background. You know, I'm never one to silence anybody with a voice. Quarter four is literally about 7 days away, which is crazy. This year came and went. And while that means there will be 3 months left in this year, and that's a significant amount of time to still accomplish your goals, I want to make sure that you are keeping yourself accountable and that you are not becoming overwhelmed with the goals that you didn't necessarily accomplish. And by overwhelmed, I mean you're not becoming overwhelmed with discouragement, you know? If you set goals and you worked hard this year, then you made some kind of progress, and it's important that you acknowledge that. So from this episode, I want to make sure that you gain at least three main tips that you should implement within the next 3 months, more so like the next week or so, so that way you can be on track for the next 3 months and have a strong start to 2020. So the first tip, goal setting. Please set your goals. I know that seems like a no-brainer, but hear me out, all right? This is what I want you to do. I want you to take a look at the goals that you had set for yourself or your brand earlier this year, Okay? Take a look at those. Ask yourself, what did I accomplish? What did I somewhat accomplish? What did I not make movement on at all? All right? Then, after taking a look at those goals that you had set forth earlier this year, you'll have a gauge of, oh, okay, I did this and I learned this, so I can implement this into completing the goals for next year, or vice versa. You know, I didn't do this. Well, why didn't that happen? Right? And you can kind of backtrack and build a strategy around that, which leads me to my next tip right under goal setting. We're still under goal setting. Think about what you can realistically accomplish within the next 3 months. All right? If you are a small business owner and you make a goal to make $1 million within the next 3 months and you're a small business owner, I'm not knocking miracles because miracles can happen. But ask yourself, do you have the products or services or streams of revenue in place to get that $1 million, right? So be realistic about your goals. What can you do? Can you reach a certain number of followers on your social media? Can you reach a certain number of engagement activity on your social media platforms? Can you increase your website traffic? Can you get a certain number of inquiries to do interviews, speaking engagements, appearances? Can you increase a certain number of sales, you know? Be realistic with yourself, okay? And then finally, once you have taken a look at your goals from earlier this year, the goals you want to accomplish for the rest of 2019, now you can look at the goals that you want to accomplish for 2020. And here's the thing. You should create yearly goals, and then you should create quarterly goals, aka every 3 months, you should have a set of goals that will contribute to those yearly goals that you're trying to meet. All right? Take things in small doses, right? If you're constantly dreaming, I don't even want to phrase it like that, but if you are thinking big, sometimes thinking big can become really overwhelming if you just leave it at big. Put it into smaller pieces, right? Go quarterly, then go monthly, then go weekly, then go by the day. And sometimes when you're able to see the smaller picture, it'll help you be more effective in your execution. All right? Tip number dos, have a plan of action, okay? You just can't write down a goal and say, I'm going to do this without telling yourself or making note of, well, how the hell are you going to do it, okay? And the best way that I can advise you to go about doing this is by thinking of the services that the agency has to offer, okay? So think about your brand identity, your brand digital presence. Think about your brand messaging, all right? Do you have to rework those things? In the past this year, when you spoke about your brand to other people, did they get it? How did you know that they got it? Was it quick to be spread via word of mouth? Were people going on your website and you can see the behavior of the pages that they went through? Did that help communicate some sort of aha moment for them, right? Do people really like your logo? Things like that. Think about on the branding front what can be done. Similarly with marketing, right? Digital marketing is in right now. So it's not just social media, but it's also email marketing. It's also advertisements. It's also campaigning, right? And I think of campaign as something that is more than just, I'm going to post this on social media and see what happens. No, you are strategizing with a goal and purpose in mind, and you are going to be able to measure to see, okay, my activity on the digital space produced these results. Did it work for the campaign or not? And you guys, branding, marketing, all these examples that I'm giving you, Google, YouTube, right? I'm not giving you exhaustive things that you can do for your business, but Google definitely can help you get to that exhaustive list, okay? It is free, 99. Take advantage, okay? The next plan of action, PR, right? If you are not ready for a publicist, aka you don't have a budget or you don't really have anything active going on, okay? What can you still do on the PR front that can help build your visibility, build your visibility and get your brand out there to the masses, okay? Can you search through your local media outlets, right? Especially the podcast or smaller media outlets, and pitch yourself to go on their platforms and get ready for, get ready to share what your brand will be doing in 2020, right? Yeah, you could do that. Why not do that? Go on someone's platform and tell people about the knowledge and expertise and the story and your journey that you have, and get people excited and ready to invest in your brand in 2020. You don't have to wait for 2020 to come. You don't have to wait to have an, you know, super huge budget. You can start now. Find ways to start now, right? If you don't know how to write an email, if you don't know how to write a pitch, if you don't have the best email etiquette, like I said, Google is free 99, okay? Free 99. You can also book a consultation with BRVC, okay? And then, similarly, if you are planning for an event in 2020, whether it's a festival, conference, networking event, mixer, don't wait until 2020 to start planning it, right? Especially if you need sponsors or vendors or partners or certain celebrity guests or special guests in general. Start working on that right now. Do not wait. If you need funding, aka a brand partner of some kind to give you some financial support or to set off financial costs, start looking for that right now. Send your pitches out right now. Get your, you know, deck or one sheet together right now and start sharing your message with people, right? So that's a plan of action. Step number three, and this is my last one, but you know, I typically elaborate on the tips that I give you guys because I don't know, I'm just so passionate about the knowledge that I have, and hopefully it helps, you know, hopefully it helps. I don't want this podcast to be a sales lead or something like that. I actually want you to take something away from this podcast. Okay, anyway, I'm going on a tangent. Blah. All right, so step number three, business operations. You guys, turn up the volume. Did you turn it up? Turn it up. Okay. I just want to make sure you're listening. Make sure you have a pen and pencil, okay? Notebook, notes on the iPhone. I don't know what Android has, but I'm assuming, or rather hoping, that it has some note form, okay? Listen here. Creatives create, okay? But it's very rare. I found, especially over the past few months, but I can definitely say over the past 2.5 years that I've worked independently from my agency, and even the 5+ years before that when I was working for other companies, that creative people don't always know how to operate a business or to even operate in a way that maximizes their functionality and maximizes their opportunity to leverage or even share their brand via marketing, PR, events. You see what I'm saying? So please be mindful that you can create till the day is long, but if you do not have someone on your team, or if you do not create an understanding for operating your business, you're going to hit a wall. And there's no way around that. There's no way around the operations of your business. I do not care if you are an artist. I don't care if you are a nonprofit. I don't care if you are an author. I don't care if you are a change maker. I don't care if you are a corporate brand. I don't care what kind of brand or business you have. If your business operations are messy or non-existent, you're going to hit a wall. So, with that said, this quarter, going into 2020, and I'm even speaking to myself, I challenge you to create a day-to-day routine that you can stick to every day. Whether that is you wake up, you check certain emails, you send a newsletter out to your following, you send a certain amount of pitches a week, you have your content already made or you have to make it, you need to figure out, okay, what are the key parts to making sure my business runs effectively? Get real clear about what those key elements are, because at the end of the day, it's really hard to make money or it's really hard to maintain the revenue of a business if its operations are all wonky, okay? So get clear about your day-to-day operations, your non-negotiables, what needs to happen so that way your business can operate effectively and have its branding, marketing, PR, and operational components run smoothly and simultaneously, all right? Along with that business operation factor is figure out your budget and the streamlining of your revenue, aka where the hell does your money come from? Where does the revenue come from? And when you are creating your budget, now this is where Google 99 is really going to come into play. YouTube comes into play. There's tons of finance coaches and people of that sort on social media nowadays. Take advantage of the free knowledge. And again, I'm speaking to myself, okay? If you are someone who doesn't have a bookkeeper yet or is not really a fan of accounting, but knows that, okay, I could be doing a better job of managing where my money is going and where it's being spent, and you should want to do this because we all want to be successful, so I'm going to manifest. The success of your business will get the eyes of the IRS. So let's make sure that we are on top of the money that's coming in, the money that's going out, that we can track it, and that we know where it's coming from. All right? So when creating your budget, one thing that I have found advantageous is to figure out my expenses, my necessary expenses, and then the things that I like to be able to pay for. Okay, figure out what that number is. And for me, I also throw in, or in the past, I've thrown in my savings as well as my own salary into that number, right? There's multiple other ways that you can think about that. Like there's the 50-30-20 rule. You know, people have different accounts on different cards, which helps them. And I'm still trying to figure out what that system looks like for me, but you can get started with just figuring out, okay, what are my expenses? How much money, how much of those expenses or how much money would I like to make on top of that, right? And then remember what I said earlier in the podcast. Have your yearly goal, you know, then break it down quarterly, then go monthly, then go weekly, then go daily. Because then once you have that smaller number, you'll be able to say, okay, how many different ways can I get to this number? And when you see that, it'll help you figure out, okay, well, what does my messaging need to be like? Who's my target audience? How can I market to them? Where do I have to show up to where they are at? Who's my target audience? What are they looking for? What are the aspects of PR that I can implement myself? Do I need to put on an event to get in front of more people? How much do I need to invest to get in front of people? Figure that out. Figure that all out, because that all needs to go into your budget and that all needs to be a part of your streams of income, all right? Again, under business operations, what are your communication processes? Not only external, but internal as well. If you are a one-woman or one-man show, then that doesn't mean that you still get to avoid internal communication, right? You should still be communicating with yourself. Okay, communicate with yourself. And by that, I mean, all right. And obviously I'm joking a little bit, but you want to have systems in place where you are consistently communicating with your following and growing your database. I always make the pretty wild example of, okay, what if social media went away tomorrow? How are you going to communicate with your following or potential customers or potential fans? How are you going to do that? You have to start putting yourself in a position and putting systems in your business that build your database of customers, all right? And when you start to build that database, don't leave them empty-handed. And I'm a hypocrite because I don't send newsletters as often as I like to, but that is going to change, okay? Communicate with them often and meet them where they're at. Find your target audience and meet them where they are at. And if you are developing a team, they too, you have to communicate with them. You can't leave them empty-handed, right? You can't leave them out in the wind, you know? And don't ignore, no matter how small you are, and I take pride in this for my agency, no matter how small you may be or how big you may be, don't ignore culture of your company, because that's what's gonna get people to stay working with you or working for you, regardless of, you know, how your employment or independent contractor system is set up. But don't forget that you are a brand too. So your company culture is key, okay? How you talk to them, how you communicate with them, the level of which you communicate with them, that all matters. So don't ignore that. And then finally, get your reporting in place. This is super crucial for agencies that are in digital marketing or PR, because constantly, every day, I see a new article about, well, how the hell do we measure, you know, the return on investment of PR or social media or digital marketing or, you know? So constantly do research on what your company, how your company measures its results for your clients. And not only for the clients, but for the company too. You know, that goes back to budget. That goes back to streams of income. That goes back to looking at all of the work that you've done and figuring out the best patterns to highlight, or figuring out the patterns that may not be so great, but can say something substantial about the work that you've put in. If you are in an agency, you can still do that if you are a creative entrepreneur, you know? Even if you sell paintings, okay, well, how many paintings did I produce? How many inquiries for the paintings did I get? How many of those inquiries actually turn into sales, right? Something like that. Same thing if you are an artist. How many followers do I have? How many followers on occasion tend to engage with my content? How many of those who engage with my content actually sign up for my newsletter? How many of the people that sign up for my newsletter actually buy a ticket to my show or stream my project? All right? Same thing if you're a nonprofit. It's the same pattern. Same if you're in corporate, right? If you're trying to get funding or a particular partnership, well, how many pitches did you send out? How many people did you talk to? All right? How many of those people actually showed some level of interest? How many of those people who showed interest move forward with, you know, the sales call? And how many of those sales calls turned into contracts or a check, you know? So get real about reporting. Oh, I like that. Get real about reporting. Yes. Yes. Get real about reporting. And also realize too that while there are experts and articles and podcasts and things of that nature, at the end of the day, you write the blueprint to your success. Rules are subjective, okay? I'm not talking about ethical rules. I'm talking about technical or practical rules, okay? Rules are subjective. So don't be afraid to mess up. Don't be afraid to try something and stand confident when you do try and realize, you know what, that wasn't so great. But this is what I did learn from it. That's only going to make your expertise that much sharper. Okay? Cool. So those are the three tips I have for planning for quarter four, aka 2020. Set your goals, create a plan of action, and get your business operations together. Okay? Get it together, honey, because listen, in 2020, I want you all to win. In 2020, I want you to accomplish your goals. In 2020, I want the best for you. And in 2020, I want you to see yourself in a better position in the place that you know you're capable of being, and accepting the ups and downs that come with this whole journey of entrepreneurship, business ownership, aspiring entrepreneurship, agency owner life, you know, creative entrepreneur, whatever it is that you do, just know that goals are possible with a plan to guide you and effective action. And every day you should be willing to learn something new and to not be so hard on yourself for the mistakes that you may make. And again, I'm a hypocrite. I definitely am a hypocrite. But I'm hoping that these words help somebody. All right? So that's all I have for you. Next week, I'll be back with another episode on Monday. It will release on Monday. And please feel free to leave a review. Send any feedback to info@brvisionaryconsulting.com. If you'd like to share your journey and your expertise with our listeners and on this platform, send an email to info@brvisionaryconsulting.com. I'm very excited to continue this podcast and to see where it goes. Like I said, I don't really have any expectations for it, but I just want it to be a place where people see the transparent side of owning a business, being a creative entrepreneur, being a millennial entrepreneur, and just going after their dreams and making their vision come to life. So thank you guys so much for listening. Please rate, review, comment, subscribe, whatever platform you're on. Just make sure that I get some kind of feedback. Make sure that you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I think that's about it. You know, if you have any questions about our services or what it is that I do with my strategic communication and marketing agency, you can visit www.brvisionaryconsulting.com. And yeah, I will see you guys next week. Bye.